What went wrong? Asked Thomas Sowell. What do you think went wrong? Truth or consequences? Thanks for joining us here on Viewpoint. There are many things we have in the broadcast desk to talk about, such as the criminal complaint now filed against Eric Holder and the Attorney General of Florida. Yeah, a criminal complaint. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. We have a lot to pray about. We need to first become seekers of the truth, don't we?
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. And we're going to be talking about the dire states of our economy. Hi, Melody. How are we doing?
Just fine. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Well, why don't you tell our listeners what your thoughts are as far as the economy? Certainly, the price of gold is down. Price of silver is down. Why, of course, the economy certainly is not doing anywhere near as well. They keep telling us how great things are, but basically, the number of businesses in America is dropping. The number of manufacturing jobs in America has dropped dramatically. Certainly, the very foundation of the economy, gross domestic product, is off. We're really not doing anywhere near as well as we have in decades past. So where is America headed, and what should people be doing to try to protect themselves from what I feel is a very real financial crisis looming just over the horizon?
Well, I think we do have a financial crisis looming, and it started a long time ago. And I do believe there's a day of reckoning coming, and we just don't know when that time is. When we have a fiat currency, what we're facing, what we're experiencing, it are just symptoms of that. And we have runaway governments around the world, particularly ours. They continue to create all these programs that continue to put the American people, this country, into debt, a debt that we can't pay for. And it won't be paid for. And it really is as simple as that. There are a lot of complicated parts to this puzzle when you look to the multitude of programs and financial vehicles that have been used to keep the system from total collapse. But one day the system will purge things. You cannot continue an economy that is non-normal. Things that are happening are not normal. You can't have certain areas that are doing well, other certain areas that are not, and you cannot continue to function when you continue to print money in order to keep the system floating along. And the lies that they come out and tell us, the things that they want us to believe, I think when people look at their personal lives, they'll see and they should understand that they are lies. The numbers are always distorted. The views, the opinions, they have an agenda. They have mainstream media 24 hours a day to change the opinion of people. I had a lady call me today. She was all concerned because her daughter decided to investigate gold and silver. I said, well, where does she get her information? Well, from television, from mainstream media. And they have an agenda. They don't want people to own gold and silver. They will tell you the economy is getting better. because they want to sell you their stock, and that's the bottom line. And really the only reason the stock market is doing fine is because of the money that is coming out of the Federal Reserve and keeping the system afloat. Everyone knows this. Everyone admits it. Everyone states it and accepts it.
And I think it's important that people understand that the big boys, the people who certainly hold large blocks of shares in our major corporations, they're selling out. And basically, you see what the insiders are doing. They're getting out of the stock market. They're certainly either trying to get the people into the stock market, telling them that it's going to keep going up. Ladies and gentlemen, this is like 2008. The price of oil was going up towards $140 a barrel. The stock market was going through the roof. The prices of homes were rising just before the whole thing collapsed. Just before the whole thing collapsed, we'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Melody was simply talking about the impact of Obamacare. Now, Obamacare was to be implemented the first of next year, in the year 2014, and all the corporations then were going to have to begin providing medical care for their employees. Now, there were certain stipulations. If you certainly didn't have more than 50 employees, or certainly if they didn't work more than 30 hours a month, why you didn't have to cover them. Well, basically, what this means is a lot of corporations are going to cut back to less than 50 employees. A lot of larger corporations are going to cut back from full-time employees to part-time employees working less than 30 hours a week so that they don't have to cover them. And basically, of course, the Obama administration, seeing that they really are handling a situation that's totally impossible, said, well, we're going to wait a year before we implement this. Ladies and gentlemen, they know this whole thing is going to be a disaster, but they want to get through the elections, certainly next in 2014, the congressional elections, because they know that they would lose control of both the Senate and the House because of opposition to this fiasco, this catastrophic situation that they're going to implement. And so they're backing away from the implementation of Obamacare as of the first of next year. Now, how can President Obama do that? The law says it's supposed to be put into place the first of next year, but you see, the administration doesn't believe in the law. Basically, they got the legislation through. They wrote the legislation. They got it enacted. They signed it. And now they realize it's going to be a catastrophe. So they're saying, well, we're going to wait another year. They can't legally do that. But of course, the current administration really doesn't worry about what's legal or what's not legal. They make things up as they go along. And right now, of course, they're going to allow the major corporations to hold off implementing Obamacare for a year. However, the individual is going to have to go ahead and go along with this new program, this disastrous program, which is going to result, of course, in the bankruptcy of America. The Obama administration knows that, but you must understand that they go right along with two men called Cloward and Piven. If you haven't looked them up, you need to go up and look up Cloward and Piven. Cloward and Piven. They were two communists writing back in the 1960s in the Nation magazine, and they said, look, we can destroy America. We want to destroy America. We can destroy it by simply bringing in all of these wonderful utopian socialist programs, and we can simply spend the country into bankruptcy. We can spend America into bankruptcy. Well, you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, when George W. Bush became president of the United States in 2001, the national debt was about $5.7 trillion. When George Bush left after 8 years, the national debt was $10.6 trillion. Barack Hussein, comrade Obama, who is a dedicated Marxist, after 65 years in office, now the debt has increased over $6 trillion more at 16 point. Well, it's really way over 16.7 trillion. They're simply lying about it because they don't want to go over the debt limit. But basically, of course, he doubled the amount of national debt that George Bush did. George Bush increased the debt $5 trillion in 4 years. Obama increased it $5 trillion in, Bush did it in 8 years, Obama did it in 4 years, $5 trillion. And basically, of course, the real debt is about $87 trillion. It'll never be repaid. If you look and you use the general accepted accounting principles, GAAP principles, look them up on the internet, or go to John Williams' website, you'll find out that basically, according to GAA accounting, the national debt today is over $87 trillion and will never be repaid. Go right ahead, Melody.
Well, we know today, or I believe it was yesterday, that we had Detroit file bankruptcy. Since all this has happened, we've had various cities across the country file bankruptcies. And there shouldn't be one that files bankruptcy. It shouldn't happen here in this country. And it's just another sign that tells people, or it should tell people, exactly what is happening. And now they're looking for bailouts. The city's going to be looking for bailouts. But the people who really get hurt are the people who, look at the pension funds. I read that they're going to lose like 90%. Now, we don't know if that's going to be the final number, but there are estimates out there that these pension holders are going to be losing 90% of their funds, of their pension.
Now, is this because the bonds are going to lose in value, or why are they going to lose that much in the value of their pensions?
Well, I mean, if you're filing bankruptcy, you can't pay it.
Oh, you're talking about Detroit. Yes, you're absolutely
Detroit.
Right.
Yeah, Detroit. Yeah.
And of course, the pension and the unions back there are saying you can't go bankrupt. You can't go bankrupt. You're not going to be able to pay the pensions if you go bankrupt. You can't do this. They filed a suit. But Detroit has no other alternative. And most of our major cities and our counties and our states are head over heels in debt. Our federal government is head over heels in debt that can never be repaid. And that's exactly what Cloward and Piven wrote about back in 1960. Here's how we're going to destroy America. We're going to destroy it through debt. Look up Cloward and Piven, ladies and gentlemen. What's happening is not happening by accident. It's happening by intent, with the full support of Barack Hussein Obama, but also with the full support of George W. Bush and the presidents who preceded him. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment for our guest, Melody Cedarstrom, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, basically, Chris, there's a tremendous opposition to this bankruptcy there in Detroit, isn't there?
Yes, there is. There's been 36 municipal bankruptcy filings since 2010. Some of them have been dismissed, but still everyone has been affected by their pensions. But yes, I think Detroit's big because it's not like any of these other cities that are, move on, just like city here in Harrisburg, the capital here in Pennsylvania. Their bankruptcy was dismissed, so they're out there selling things. And you'd just be amazed at what some of these cities have purchased. Harrisburg in Pennsylvania is selling Western artifacts that they purchased because they thought they were going to open up some sort of a museum. Millions and millions of dollars have been spent on these artifacts. And it's just so much waste. And it's just staggering. And it's just so hard to believe. It's not hard to believe, but what they have done and how they have just brought these cities and municipalities into very much like our government.
Well, basically, Melody, when you're spending your own money, why, of course, you're careful in what you buy. When you're spending the government's money, you really don't care. And this is why, of course, communism and socialism and all of these government programs don't work, because nobody's responsible. And isn't it wonderful to have all these artifacts and to buy this and buy that and the other thing? And let's give all these generous pensions. After all, these people will vote for us. They'll keep us in office and we'll be able to make a lot of money in office. And so they give all these pensions, knowing full well that down the line, there's no way that they can be paid. And basically, of course, increasingly, governments borrow more and more money so they can continue putting out more and more and buying more and more. But eventually, ladies and gentlemen, the day of reckoning is coming. It's coming to Detroit, but it's coming to a city close to where you live as well. Go right ahead, Melody. And once again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But today, America is the largest debtor nation per capita in the world, and the whole house of cards is coming down. There's no way we can maintain our Medicare and our Social Security. In fact, if they took every cent that came in, certainly from everybody's salaries and from all corporate profits for simply this year, let me point out, Sydney, that the real debt is not simply about $3 or $4 trillion. It's really about $6.8 trillion for each year. And basically, if you took all the money that came in the way of income and salaries and corporate profits, you'd still be going behind $1 trillion a year as far as your obligation for Social Security and Medicare. There's just not enough money to pay off at the national level all the obligations that the government has taken on. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Melody Cedarstrom, you go right ahead.
And we will have runaway inflation. And for seniors, it's very difficult. You know, people have thought they were being responsible. You know, we were taught to be responsible. You know, we saved, we had the insurance. Long-term care insurance was a big insurance policy that seniors thought that they'd be taken care of in their later years. But with inflation and all these policies and everything that they've tried to do, they're just getting hit with higher and higher costs. So everything that they've done really doesn't mean anything. And the one thing that they didn't do is they didn't protect themselves against the inflation that is affecting them today in their lives, that they tried so hard all these years to be responsible and to provide care for themselves in later years. And that is what is happening. I mean, we include inflation. The government comes out and says, oh, we basically have no inflation whatsoever. And it's just not true. I believe John Williams estimates our inflation to be around 10%, Dr. Stan. And so we have inflation. It's going to increase, and you need to preserve your purchasing power. And the only way that I know of in order to preserve your purchasing power is by gold and silver.
And ladies and gentlemen, the government tells it that there is no inflation. Oh, maybe it's 1-1.5%. Are you going to believe your lying eyes? You're going to believe what the government tells you? Look at the costs and see what they're doing. Go to the grocery store and look what these things are going to cost you. Remember, are you going to believe your lying eyes? Are you going to believe what the government tells you? And if I were you, I'd believe your lying eyes. We're going to be back in just a moment. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment for our guest, Melody Cederstrom.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800
800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Problems, we'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Melody Cederstrom. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We have Bruce calling from Durand, Michigan. Bruce, do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I try to foresee the evil coming and adjust and make preparations. You know, like the Bible says, I try to be like the ant rather than the grasshopper, like Aesop said. But, you know, when you deal with a socialist kind of system, they violate God's laws and nature's laws all the time. I'm wondering, I've put away hundreds of old dimes and quarters, and, you know, probably thousands of dollars worth. Now, say everything falls apart, and I go downtown to get some gas with an old, a handful of dimes or some quarters. How many times could I do that or go to the grocery store before some, you know, citizen would say, how come he can do this and I can't, you know? And then the government would step in and just say, no one can use gold and silver anymore. We've all got to have a mark of the beast or something like that, or vouchers or coupons, or you just can't use gold and silver anymore because it's unfair. How long could that go on?
Melody, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think what people don't understand is I believe commerce continues. I mean, yeah, I think you might have a system come down to where you might have to use your coinage for purchasing things, but I also believe when one fails, another one arises. And we might not like what arises, but another one's going to arise where commerce continues. I remember during the 70s when they had the gas lines, I was living in Arizona, and there was a gas station. There was a line out to the street where he had a sign up that said, if you pay with pre-64 coinage, you get a 10 or 20% discount. Nobody knew who paid with the coins, and nobody knew who was doing what. So, you know, I still think there's some degree of you're dealing on a one-on-one basis. I encourage folks to, you know, go to your local farmers and get to know, buy eggs from them, and get to know them on a one-on-one basis so you know where to go, and you might have that little more privacy. And I do believe that if they did close it totally down, I believe black markets will arise. There will be black market trading because it's going to be very tough. And I believe people really have to set their minds straight to resist taking any type of a mark or a beast or a tip in order to trade. It's going to be, for some who has families and little babies and things like that, it's going to be very difficult. So we do have to prepare ourselves also mentally in order to resist and to say no.
And Bruce, what you need is a group of friends that you can mm-hmm. deal with, but there's always going to be certainly markets out there, people are buying and selling, and they're not necessarily going to be places where other people will see what's going on, but down to the ages, there's always been mm-hmm. currency, and basically we may come to a point where we're going to have a mark of the beast, but that'll be when, Chris, we've lost all semblance of freedom, and we've imposed the rule of the Antichrist, and let's hope that'll be a good while away. Anything else, Bruce, before we let you go?
So the advice then is if it gets bad, like worse than the 70s gas.
It may be far worse than anything you've ever imagined.
Exactly.
Bruce.
So that was the example.
Stay in small groups, or don't go to a Walmart where there'd be a bunch of jealous people. Something like that. Stay in small markets.
Right.
Where you can, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Melody, how can people get in touch with you and get your material?
They can call us at 1-800-375-4188. Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. And our website, dgscoins.com. DGS for discount gold, silver, coins, COINS.com.
And Melody's been with us, I think, 8 or 9 years now. She does help Radio Liberty. We've certainly never had a complaint or a serious complaint about anything, which is why she's been with us this time in the intervening years. Initially, why we'd actually had certain people selling gold and silver, and we finally had to tell them we would no longer carry their advertisements simply because they weren't taking good care of the of our listeners. Well, certainly I feel very, very comfortable with Melody, and I think I can recommend her to you. And basically, you, of course, can get in touch with her. And certainly, once again, the telephone number?
1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
And if you have a question or comment, this is certainly, we're talking about what's happening financially. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call. We'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. But America is facing a real crisis. We've lost 220,000 small businesses since the year 2000, 220,000. And basically, we've lost thousands of manufacturing jobs, and it's only going to continue. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, at Melody Cederstrom. We're talking about the financial crisis that is certainly engulfing our country. And contrary to everything you're being told by Edward Bernanke or the people in the central bank, they are really worried. In fact, the only thing that's keeping the American economy in going at all now is the fact that they're pouring 80 $5 billion a month into the economy. And they're buying, I think, about $45 billion in mortgage loans, $40 billion in treasury loans. And they said they are creating this money, putting it into the economy to try to keep the economy going. And so the treasury will have money to send out the Social Security checks. Because basically, of course, if the Fed weren't putting the money in, there wouldn't be enough money for Social Security checks. There wouldn't be enough money for Medicare and for food stamps. And so we've got to supplement and certainly subsidize this massive deficit that we're running this year. It's going to be well over $800 billion. They kept saying it's only going to be about $600 billion, but they're lying. It's probably going to be well over $800 billion by the 30th of September. But of course, they don't want the American people to know that all their plans just aren't working out. And I will tell you why. The people on the Federal Reserve Board are very, very concerned because they realize you cannot continue stimulating the economy by creating money out of nothing and funding it all out there. And one of these days, of course, when there's a cataclysmic event, of course, that the whole thing begins to collapse, why, of course, they're going to have runaway inflation and money will lose its value altogether. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom, but of course nobody will tell you when they're going to quit pouring all this make-believe money into the economy, but it's the only thing that's keeping the economy from collapsing. What are your thoughts, Melody?
Well, I believe they can't taper. They can't begin to taper, and if they do pull back on any of the money that they're putting in on a monthly basis, what they're going to do is create a new program, something that they'll call it something else. It'll just continue to go into the system because the economy isn't there, and they have to keep this going. They have to put this money in there. They just can't stop, and the whole system would fall apart. Once they started it, that was probably the worst thing that they did because just think how far we would be today if they wouldn't have increased from the 45 up to the 85 billion on a monthly basis. But then they were using that other part to buy bonds, that Operation Twist they were using in order to buy bonds. So, you know, the money's going to get in there no matter what they call it. They can't pull back on the stimulus. Everybody knows it, but they'll say differently. Even Ben Bernanke will talk if the economy is better, but he also says if the economy doesn't get better, they're ready to put more money into it. So if they were bought and sold on what they told the American people, he wouldn't even have to say that part. He'd be able to give a closer date than what he does, and he sounds a little bit more confident when he's talking.
Well, you know, it's really fascinating as you watch this whole thing unfolding, and the average individual doesn't understand how it all fits together, and you're not supposed to understand. Now, they're artificially keeping the interest rates very low. Why? Well, then it's a lot easier to you can borrow money cheap, and then you can invest that money and get the economy going. So they're keeping the interest rates, as far as banks are concerned, down around 1%. Bank can borrow money at 1%. You want to go out and buy it. You can actually get money to buy a home at around 3%, 3.5%. But of course, sooner or later, why, as the inflation begins to kick in, money begins to lose its value, they're going to have to raise interest rates. And when they do, of course, when the interest rates go up, the value of the bonds go down. Now, to most people, that really doesn't mean much of anything. You don't have a lot of bonds. But you must understand that the stock market is a major element in our society, but the bond market is probably 10 times the size of the stock market. And that's where the banks invest their money, the pension funds invest their money, the hedge funds invest their money, the annuities invest their money. And basically, of course, as the interest rates go up, why the value of the bonds begins to crumble. And when the bonds begin to crumble, of course, all the money that's in there begins to lose value. And of course, this is where you get into terrible, terrible problems. And that's where the whole foundation of the economy begins to go down. And that's why they're holding off, of course, raising the interest rates just as long as they can. Because when that happens, of course, it's really going to slow down investments. There's not going to be money for investment. And basically, of course, a lot of the derivatives could begin to go down. Oh, certainly, the banks are holding up trillions of dollars. hundreds of trillions of dollars in derivatives. And those things began to go down and collapse. The whole financial system, like a house of cards, would come tumbling down. And the people on the other side understand what's going on. They just don't want the public to understand. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295. And basically, if you invest in gold and silver, don't plan on making money. You may make a lot of money, but the important thing is to try to preserve what you have. And basically, if you're in paper, the paper money is worth just the paper it's written on. Gold and silver has had value going back for thousands of years, and it will continue having value. Well, before we go on again, Melody, I want you to get out your telephone number, your web page, and tell people why they should get in touch with you. And again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295. How can people get in touch with you? Why should they get in touch with you?
They need to give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And, of course, they can visit the website. They can email me from the website, dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. And what we do is we bring just truth to the listener or to our clients. They call me the voice of reason. I try to look at all views, and I try to bring everything together, and I try to help the clients understand what gold is all about and what they, how they can obtain it and what they do with it once they have it. I think people are scared, and they want to do something, but, you know, their families, their friends, their coworkers, you know, they all tell them you don't want gold, and they call them silly for wanting gold. And they have to basically go against the stream purchasing gold and silver. So we try to give them the information so they can make it an informed decision. They can be empowered with the information that they know. I think people are looking for 100% guarantee on everything, and there isn't a 100% guarantee on anything. And this is what we do at Discount Gold and Silver. We try to show them ways that they can secure their funds through gold and silver. We're not financial planners. But yet I do have an opinion, and I've been doing this for a long time, and I do know and I hear what goes on the internet, on mainstream media, and with financial planners. So we just try to bring a voice of reason to people so they can think. So our clients can make their own decisions. They can make their informed decisions on their finances. And it always comes back to gold and silver. We offer great prices. I believe in suitability. People need to buy items that are suitable for them. And I believe every coin has a purpose in a portfolio. They all perform differently. And it's our job, my job, to explain this to the client.
Okay. Well, I think that basically if you give Melody a call while you enjoy talking to her and get her thoughts on what you should be doing. But let me point out that according to the World Bank, the U.S. gross domestic product accounted for 31.8% of all global economic activity in the year 2001. That number dropped to 21.6% in the year 2011. The United States was once ranked number one in the world in GDP per capita, that's gross domestic product, per capita for individual. Today, we've slipped to 14th in the world. The United States has fallen in the global economic competitive ranking compiled by the World Economic Forum for four consecutive years. Since the year 2000, the size of the U.S. national debt has grown by more than $11 trillion. Remember, it took us 200 years to accumulate $1 trillion in debt. And in the last 11 years, we've accumulated $11 trillion in debt. And basically, we're the largest debtor nation in the world. Back in the year 2000, our trade deficit with China was $83 billion. Last year, it was $315 billion deficit with China. In the year 2000, about 12 million Americans were employed in manufacturing. I'm said 17 million were employed in manufacturing in the year 2000. Today, there are only 12 million Americans involved in manufacturing. We've lost 5 million manufacturing jobs in the United States. The United States has lost more than 56,000 manufacturing facilities since the year 2001. And we've lost almost a quarter of a million small businesses, well over 225,000 to 250,000 small businesses have closed down since the year 2000. America is way down economically, but they're not going to tell the average American that. They tell you things are going to get better, and they're not going to get better, at least not as long as we have a small group of people who control the privately owned central bank, which we call the Federal Reserve. That has nothing to do with the federal government any more than Federal Express has to do with the federal government. It's simply a name to confuse the American people to think that our leaders have some control over the central bank. It's not that our leaders control the central bank. It's that the central bank controls our leaders and largely tells them the course of our economy. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you look at the statistics of what's going on today, ladies and gentlemen, America is having real financial problems. And contrary to everything you're getting from the media, it's only going to continue getting worse. As long as we continue our effort to dominate the world, to have the largest military in the entire world, 40% of all the money that is spent in the entire world for military, we spend it. Why are we doing that? Because the real purpose of both political parties is to bring about a one-world government and to destroy America as a sovereign nation. And only when you understand that our leaders have no loyalty to America, but have embraced a subversive agenda, only then do the things going on tend to make sense. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. Melody, they keep telling us the economy is going to get better real soon. What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, for all the reasons that we discussed this hour so far, the economy can't get better. We don't produce anything anymore. To be a powerful nation, you need to produce, and we just don't do that anymore. We're a service nation, and all of our jobs are good jobs, the good-paying jobs, are all the good employment numbers that are coming out. They're all part-time jobs. They're all, waitress. And there's nothing wrong with those occupations, but they're not the high-paying jobs, although I know some waitresses who get paid very well, but it's not like it was. And those jobs are never coming back. I guess compared to everybody else, perhaps our economy is a little bit better, but as our economy is going down, so is everybody else's. And when you look to China, you see their economy contracting, and of course it is. So are we. So how can our economy be getting stronger when you have China's economy contracting? Because we're their biggest buyer. So we're a consumer-induced economy. It takes consumers in order to make our economy strong. And, of course, the consumer has no money out there. All they have is credit cards. And if the economy does pick up a little bit of steam, it is all done by debt. And, of course, you can't have a strong economy when the consumer is using debt to buy things.
Okay, well, let's go to Bob, who's calling us from the great state of New York. Hi, Bob. Where are you listening
to? How you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Hi, Dr. Stan.
You're up in Albany. Good to have you with us. You listen to us on the internet?
Yes, I'm mobile. What I want to do is make a couple quick comments. One about Fort Knox. I think with the amount of paper they keep printing day in and day out, I can't imagine, I'm 60, I can't imagine, by no means is there any amount of gold. I think it's all a farce, it's a big myth.
Well, that's the reason they won't let anybody audit it. They said, trust us, you can trust us, we wouldn't lie to you. And I would say, of course they would lie to us, they've lied to us about everything. And basically, when Germany recently tried to get the money, the gold back that they gave us following the World War II, We wouldn't give it to them. They told the Germans, you can't have your gold for 7 years, and then only 20% of it. Does that make you think that we got lots of gold in Fort Knox? Go ahead.
And we've been paying Japan back ever since World War II. I mean, that it seems like the loser of the war isn't always the loser of the war. And at what point, is the I believe with China, with all the money they're lending us, at one point or another, going to say, hey, time to foreclose. We want our money, so they're just going to hand the keys over to them, and out the door they go. And
Bob, what the Chinese are doing, they're coming over here and they're buying up American corporations. They don't want American dollars. They're buying up property. Approximately one in every 10 homes that's sold in America is sold to someone of the Chinese extraction. And they're buying up many of our major corporations. They want to unload those dollars before they become worthless. Go ahead.
I agree, and I can't say it on the radio, but Lee Iacocca said it best, when he was at Chrysler. So I like Lee Iacocca with his remarks about the foreign individuals. But one thing that just started this year in July for the trucking industry, mandatory 30-minute break within the first 8 hours of a truck driver's shift, and they say that's to prevent fatigue, and then you have to show where truck drivers have 2 days off in a row between 1 and 5 a.m. So you'd have to have 2 days off in a row or be out of service so you could pick up those extra hours, but you can still only work 70 hours in an 8-day period. And the problems with this is independent truck drivers that are over-the-road drivers are stranded in different locations and have to sit essentially for two straight days, not moving, not getting back home or anything else. And companies, I'm a company driver, and we're running into hours of service. We're on 12-hour shifts, mostly because into a 14-hour day. But
well, there's no problem facing us today that a new government program will make worse. Going to have to let you go. We're out of time, Bob. God bless. Thanks for being in touch with us. God bless. Melody, one more time, what is your telephone number for people can call?
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
And our guest is Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. We're heading into difficult financial times. Hang on, we'll be back here in just a moment. I have 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Dr. Stan, we're at the end of the program, but we have Joe on from New Jersey. He's saying that the price of gold is manipulated, and he's absolutely right. If you think that everything is manipulated, you're sadly mistaken. We have a totally controlled economy controlled by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Joe, what's your parting thought? We're out of time.
And here's the thing. So what I'm trying to say is it's manipulated, but they cannot manipulate it to the point where manufacturing will not produce gold or silver at a level that's below the cost of, producing it. So gold and silver is going to have to stay at current levels and not go much lower. And the only way up is high. And as a matter of fact, J.P. Morgan Chase is long and silver and gold, and no longer short.
Okay, fine. And okay. One thing I would simply point out is a lot of gold and silver mines are shutting down because they can't make it at the current prices. God bless, Joe. Thanks very much. And Melody, have a parting thought before we let you go.
Yeah, that's what will happen to those mines. The weak ones will close. The strongers will absorb some of them. And the markets are rigged. Everything is rigged. Everything is controlled.
One more time, get your telephone number out. We'll let you go to bed.
1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
And our guest, Melody Cedar-Ostrom. Good night, Melody. God bless. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan. And this is the time when I need to remind you that my ministry, primarily listener-supported, because basically we have over 50 outlets every week, and it's an expensive proposition to maintain a network. But at least people are hearing the truth, and the program is having an impact on many people's lives. And hopefully many of them are coming to a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ and understanding the spiritual nature at work today, that we are involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But this really is a spiritual battle between good and evil. If you've not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. Brotherhood of Darkness, you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, we hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to getting my talk on Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. Agenda 21, The Covert Plan, or Population Control, The Secret Agenda. You need to get this information. You need to certainly help you get it to other people so they can begin to understand there really is a genocidal program that is already underway, that has already killed or prevented the birth of several billion people, and will end up certainly killing billions more. If you've not certainly read my treatise on the Population Control Agenda, simply go up on the internet and put in Population Control Agenda, my name, or just get it, pull it down, read it, and understand this is not imaginary. There really are people who intend to kill off most of the people in the world. We're heading into very, very difficult and dangerous times. And the one thing that we can tell you is you need a personal relationship with our Lord, because without that, why, most hearts will be faint and most people will simply run and be terrified. Whereas if you understand the spiritual component of what's going on, you'll be able to survive the difficult times that lie ahead. We hope, of course, you'll go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com, where you can watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio programs. And, of course, we have 4 hours live on the internet there. And, of course, you can also listen to our programs on telephone. If you have a telephone with unlimited minutes, you can hear our program on shortwave. But instead, you can hear our program on satellite if you have a KU satellite receiver. There's lots of ways to get our program, but we hope you'll listen to the program, you'll record the program, you'll encourage others to record the program. And if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and if you do, you get our four best CDs of the month, you get our monthly newsletter. But more than that, you're helping us maintain our network of radio stations across America and certainly our outreach across the world. You become part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters, so please give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and pray. Pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairie, to the ocean, white with gold. Oh, bless America, my home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Lloyd Dale, and we're going to be talking about creation and evolution. And people say, well, why would you want to worry about creation and evolution? Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is a seminal to understanding what's going on today. There's been an organized, orchestrated effort for the best part of a century to convince the American people that man just happened. It all is by accident. There is no creation. There is no God. Suddenly life came to this planet, probably from some other dimension or from some other planet. And that's where life comes from. And there's been evolution. And that's where human beings came from. And since there is nothing divine taking place today, man can't, it must work to create a better society. And basically, there's no truth to that at all. All of the evidence shows that there is a master plan, that man is a unique creation, the highest of the creations. And the whole idea of evolution is ridiculous. Well, let's let Lloyd give you the background, because he's been working at this for a long time, and it is seminal to understanding what's going on today, to understand that God created the heaven and the earth. There really is a divine force out there, and, well, we should be paying our allegiance to him. Lloyd, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Well, thank you, Dr. Monteith. It's great to be with you.
Why don't you just pick up the story, tell us how you got interested in this battle, and basically how we can utilize your information to counter the information that's being put out, the fraudulent information that's being taught in our schools and our universities, and destroying the faith of generation after generation of our youth.
Well, I started my career as a biology teacher. I taught for 17 years in the public school system. I earned a master's degree in biology and was elected to the presidency of the South Dakota State Education Association. It was while I was president of SDEA that I had an occasion to take a trip to Washington, D.C. for an NEA meeting. At that meeting, I discovered that a book that had only been published about a year earlier was being used in a big way to instruct teachers in how to negotiate. And that book was Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky. And I was shocked almost beyond words when I heard the kind of things that were taking place at that NEA meeting as they described the teachers as they have not, very Marxist language, the school board members and others as the have, and the whole idea was they're going to use Saul Alinsky's ideas and program to basically take it away from the school boards and the other people and give it to the teachers through the negotiation process. That's what really got me interested in the whole danger of evolution teaching in the public school, as well as the dangers of secular humanism, atheism, evolutionism, and socialism that was coming to dominate the public school system.
And of course, ladies and gentlemen, what they did is they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and a celebration of Christmas and Easter out of our schools. But even more than that, they began to teach as a fact this whole idea of evolution. And evolution is a theory. It's a very interesting theory. But of course, it's got so many holes in it. If it was floating, why it would sink? Because there's so many holes in it. But basically, evolution is a totally fraudulent concept. And even Darwin wouldn't be able to defend this today. And yet this is what so many of our children believe. And that's why what Lloyd's information is so vitally important today.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dried guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Lloyd Dale. And back in 1972, he basically had gone to a meeting. He had actually been in charge of his school board, certainly working at key positions within education. And he suddenly began to realize, of course, that they were using education to destroy belief in creation and to convince our young people that the evolution was true. And basically, evolution is a theory, but there's no proof for it at all. And yet, of course, when Lloyd then began back in 1972 teaching creation in his classroom and trying to get people within the educational system to see what they were doing, I don't suppose your message was too well received, was it?
Well, actually, I didn't so much teach creation as I taught the idea that evolution was strictly fraudulent, and of course, the only other alternative is creation. Now, I didn't get much into that, but every time that the textbook would promote the idea of evolution, I would point out to the students how fraudulent that view was, that it had no basis in truth, that there was no scientific evidence to support evolution. And no, the idea wasn't very well received. And by the time that 1979 rolled around, the school board was attempting to get me fired. It wasn't actually, however, until the spring of 1980 that they managed to dismiss me from my teaching position over the evolution issue.
All right. Well, were you at that time able to retire? Had you had enough years in education at the time or not?
Well, I guess I probably had enough years in to activate my retirement program, but I was way too young and I wasn't interested at that time in retiring. And so we moved into some other areas. And I became a lobbyist at the state legislature in support of Christian schools and homeschools, and worked at that for a couple of years. And then during that time got into a study of America's monetary system, the monetary policies in this country, and discovered that not only were they using the evolution in the public school system and on TV and everywhere else, but they were using a totally fraudulent monetary system to assist them in bringing down America as a nation.
Well, you won't get any argument at all from our program as far as that's concerned. We certainly agree with your contention. So basically, well, no, certainly today in schools, why evolution is taught as a fact, creation is belittled and attacked and vilified, and certainly no teacher is allowed at all even to suggest to their children that there might certainly be a God, and that certainly there is a perfect design to everything, and that God created the heaven and the earth. That sort of teaching is never even allowed in our public schools. How can the children have any religious belief if you destroy their belief in God?
Well, they cannot, and that's the very problem, because as students who are, frankly, very poorly taught in the church, because evolution has conquered the church in many, many aspects, and so the people in churches aren't getting taught very well, and then a student goes to school, gets taught a dose of evolution from about the second or third grade on, all the way through junior high school and high school and into college. And then we read that something like 60% of the students that have a Christian background deny that background and leave the church when they're in college. It's a direct result of the evolution, secular humanism teaching that's taking place in the public school, in the entire public sector, not just in the public school, but they promoted on TV programs and in newspaper articles and on all areas of life. We find evolution being touted as the answer to man's development, the way that man came into existence, and how that man then is totally responsible for doing his own thing. It's a little wonder with that taking place in the public schools, and the very poor teaching is taking place in the churches in many cases and elsewhere, that students leave their faith because they don't have a proper background to develop that faith and to give them stability in their faith.
Well, Lord, that's why I do what I do 5 hours a day, because I went through the same, suddenly a change in thought. You know, I went to college. I graduated with all sorts of honors and things, and they wiped out my faith fairly well. It took me many years to unlearn all the things that I'd learned in college, specifically about evolution and creation. I remember I could argue certainly this concept of evolution with the best of them, but basically it took a long time before I realized that my arguments were totally fallacious, that there was no evidence for evolution, and that the God it was who created the heaven and earth. It's much easier to believe that than the long, complicated scenarios that they put forward to try to convince us that man evolved from lower levels, and certainly we knew about all of these various time periods, and certainly what happened in each time period. The only trouble is there was no truth in any of it. It was all a lie. And yet, certainly most of our young people believe that lie today. How are we going to counter that?
Well, that's a difficult question. I remember when the school board fired me, it made headlines across the country, and they sent a team of reporters out from California, from the LA newspaper out there. And I told those reporters that if we're going to teach evolution in the public school, and that young people are going to grow up believing that they are just animals, then we're going to see the day when young people are begin to act like animals. And that has proven to be a prophecy, because today is the result of a lack of good teaching in churches. And because of the evolutionary teaching in public schools, we see young people and others acting more and more animalistic in their behaviors, in their sex lives, and in many other areas of their lives as well.
And you're absolutely right. Of course, the thing is that basically today, why 40% of our children are born out of wedlock in the black community, 70% of the children are born out of wedlock. When I went to college, to high school, I think there might have been one or two girls at the most who was pregnant out of 1,000, and today it would be probably almost a majority of them. And suddenly, basically, we've got real problems. How are we going to counter this, though? I mean, you know what the problem is. I know what the problem is, but we're older. We've matured. We've actually been able to unlearn the material that we'd taken in before. How can we have an impact upon the youth today? As long as they're in public schools, they will never have an opportunity to hear the truth about God or family or country, and certainly not about evolution. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-2295. Our guest is Lloyd Dale. If you have a question or comment for him, give us a call, but he's been on the front lines of this battle, trying to get creation taught, or at least young people to at least to hear the fact that there really is this idea that God created the heavens and the earth and life, and that the only way to really understand the miraculous things that we see in nature is to realize that there's a superior intelligence behind it who's created the heavens and the earth. How are we going to get that message across?
Well, I think one way that we're going to be able to do it to some degree is by this continuing development of the homeschool movement. As so many more students are being homeschooled, they're being taught that evolution is false, they're being taught that God is real, that God created, and that everything is perfectly organized and formed as a result of that creation. That's one way. Another way would be to see improved education in the churches, and we're beginning to see that in some cases where the Institute of Creation Research from Texas and other groups similar to that are beginning to impact the church and get the church to begin to teach courses in biblical creation and point out all of the fallacies of evolution and secular humanism. And it is beginning to have an impact, but we've got a long, tough row ahead of it.
Well, there's no question at all about that. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, because I go back 50 years. I can remember sitting when I graduated from college, 50 years ago. And basically, because 60 years ago, actually, I graduated in 1952, left medical school, and started my medical training. But at that time, certainly, the majority of the young people really believed in evolution. And basically, certainly, I remember debating the issue with my minister, and he really couldn't defend his position. I did a better job than he did, even though everything I said was entirely wrong. But I pointed out certainly the phylogeny recapitulates ontogeny, and that was one of the slogans they taught us, you know, having to do with the development of various phyla. We recapitulated this progressive human beings. He had no idea what it was talking about. Well, it sounded very wise to me. Unfortunately, it wasn't true. And basically, of course, phylogeny has nothing to do with ontogeny. But these are the sort of things, and when you go to college, you think you're so smart. But they're very, very simple things that there's no way you can understand the miraculous entity, which what life is all about. Unless you understand there's a superior intelligence, you can't even understand the function of a hand or of a knee or of a hip. Unless you understand this is a master design, there has to be a master designer. Our guest is Lloyd Dale. If you have a question or comment on this subject, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call right here at Radio Liberty.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact, and the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050, jigsawmagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Lloyd Dale. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We simply talk about the fraud of evolution that is being taught in our schools today to destroy the faith of our young people. There's a conspiracy against God, ladies and gentlemen, and it certainly is being very, very successfully taught in public schools, which is why you need to get your children out of public schools. We've got Dave calling from Washington State. Dave, do you have a question or comment?
I do, yeah. Thanks for taking the call, Dr. Stan. And Mr. Dale, yeah, in terms of educating a child at home through homeschooling, could you recommend a cost-affordable either, you know, classical Christian program or something that would be pro-creationism?
Well, the American Legion has got some really good materials out, and there are other publications, other publishing groups. I don't have a list of them right in front of me, but there are some excellent materials out there that can be used in the homeschool program to refute evolution and to provide a solid basis for biblical creationism.
Dave, we actually carry or support a homeschool program. It's Dr. Art Robinson's program. Now, basically, it's not as strongly Christian as I wish it were. But as far as certainly education of the child, and certainly give them a solid conservative education, it's a wonderful, wonderful program. And basically, of course, then it's up to the parent to come in and emphasize the importance of Christianity. But the program, as far as education is concerned, we recommend, if you'd like to give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. We can send you some material on the Robinson Home curriculum. And Art Robinson's a personal friend. He lives up there in the state of Washington, does a great job. And either Washington or Oregon, I think maybe he's in Oregon, but he's a full professor at a very young age, and left a certainly academic teaching because he wanted to be able to do what was right, and he didn't want to have to go along and compromise the things he believed in. He has a wonderful, wonderful program. Okay, anything else, Dave?
No, that'll do it. Thank you.
Okay, God bless. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Lloyd Dale. Lloyd, how can people get in touch with you, get more information from you?
Well, they can call me by on the telephone at 605-374-3291. Or they
can
email me.
You have to give the telephone number twice. Go ahead.
Okay, 605-374-3291. And they can email me at barldranch@sdplains.com. Now, spelled out, that's barldranch at sdplains.
Okay, fine. And basically, do you have some things there that will help people be able to discuss this issue of evolution and creation? Because this is one of the biggest things, is how do we actually format ideas or form our ideas and then be able to discuss it intelligently?
Yes, there are many good resources available. There's many good books available. There are several good Christian organizations that are developing the creation idea, such as the Institute for Creation Research and other groups like that. There's also a creation museum in Kentucky. And very interestingly, we have a creation museum right here in Lemon, South Dakota, one of the few in the country, but they have many excellent dinosaur fossils that come out of a dig on a local ranch about 35 miles from Lemon. They have a lot of good creation material, along with Western heritage, Indian artifacts, and many others. Excellent little museum right here in Lemon, South Dakota, that's doing its part to try to bring creation to the nation and to oppose evolution.
Well, now, basically, Chris, one of the things that they keep stressing is that dinosaurs lived, you know, 50 million years ago, something like that. Do you believe dinosaurs lived 50 million years ago, or do you think that they're much more recent than that, or that they have lived in a much more recent time?
Oh, I think they're much more recent than that. In fact, in recent studies, they've been finding some really interesting things relative to dinosaurs. They've found actual cells in a dinosaur that, if it had been fossilized all those millions of years, couldn't possibly be there.
Hold that thought. They're lying to us, ladies and gentlemen, but they lie about most things. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. How can you have live cells 50 years old?
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest this evening, Lloyd Dale. And we're talking certainly about this whole idea of creation and evolution and how they've taken creation out of our schools. And our public education today is being used to program our children into believing, certainly, in evolution. And certainly as they've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and moral teaching and celebration of Christmas and Easter out of our schools, so now they use our schools to program our children with evolution, and basically that is that there is no God, and these things just all happen by accident, and certainly by this process of chance. If you believe that, of course, you believe this wonderful structure of the human body happened by chance, you've got a lot more faith than I do. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Lloyd, is there any sort of an organized effort across America to try to get a creation back into our public schools or to counter the fallacious teaching of education within the educational system? Or should we just write off public education as far as any hope of having moral standards there?
Well, my personal opinion, we should just write off public education. We've tried numerous ways. There have been attempts to pass laws. There have been teachers that have tried to teach that have been fired from their position. There have been many different things that have been tried in order to bring creation teaching into the public school system. But the evolutionists, secular humanists, atheists crowd have a hammerlock on the public education, and they are, at the present at least, not going to allow that kind of teaching to take place, even in a state like Texas, where they have a strong Christian creation background, where they tried to provide for the teaching of intelligent design in the public school system, and even that didn't work. Under the current mindset of the American public, especially the secular humanist crowd that dominates in public education, I don't believe there's any possibility at present of ever bringing it back into the public school, certainly not without a major reformation in America's churches.
How do you mean a major reformation in America's churches? How could a reformation of the churches change anything in our public schools?
Well, because if the churches would wake up and begin to teach truth, not just little sermonettes, but actually provide education to their people in the church program, not just in a 20-minute sermon on Sunday morning, but in some kind of an education program during the week for homeschool families and others, you could find that happening. The biggest thing that needs to take place in America's churches is the understanding of first-century fulfillment and audience relevance of the Bible. Until people begin to see that, there's no hope of people ever really getting a good hold on this and seeing the churches grow strong again like they used to be.
Well, because it was James Madison that said our form of government was made for moral and religious people, would not work for any other. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are no longer a moral and religious people. America is no longer a Christian nation, and this is largely related to our churches. Why is that? Why? Because they infiltrated the seminaries, both Catholic and Protestant, 50 years ago. Why do you think there's so much homosexuality and pedophilia at the highest levels of the Catholic Church? In fact, the Pope was recently talking about homosexual lobby there in the Vatican itself. Well, where is the outcry from from Catholics across America, and we've got the similar problems. The Protestant Church, don't think for one moment that they haven't infiltrated our seminaries and the Protestant Church and the hierarchy of our Protestant organizations. I belong to many of the Christian conservative organizations in America, and I will tell you, I dropped out of almost all of them, and I have very little to do with most of them because they were infiltrated, and they were not working to try to preserve our Christian values of this country. They were there to undermine them. And these were some of the largest Christian so-called conservative organizations in the United States. And I could see, and certainly the people I was working with could see how they'd been taken over. And this is where I do what I do, 5 hours a day, and certainly work in conjunction with a small group of dedicated Christians utilizing talk radio to try to educate the public. This is our pulpit. This is certainly where the church, where we will try to disseminate truth. Well, our telephone number, if you're out there and you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. But our schools, our public schools, are being used today to destroy the souls of our children. Our public schools today are being used to destroy the faith and souls of our children. They're doing a great job, and if you have children there, why, I believe you should get your children out of those schools at any cost. And of course, Lloyd is basically talking about the importance of private schools. Now, how do you feel about private schools? How do you feel about homeschooling? What should parents really be doing for their children?
Well, first of all, parents need to be doing their job as parents, and they need to be supervising the TV that the students, that the young people watch. They need to be the parent, not the friend of the children that they have. Today, by and large, the children run everything. They run the homes, they run the schools, they run everything, because everything focuses around them. So the first thing, parents need to really become parents again. They need to develop their Christian understanding, and that's not going to happen through the churches, as you just pointed out, because so much fraudulent information and so much lack of information is out there, that they're going to have to be diligent in doing their own research and study, and then teach that to the kids. They need to understand that the public school system is absolutely corrupt. There's no way that at the present time it's going to be able to be reclaimed or reformed. And so parents need to recognize that that is true. And, of course, one thing that would really help, if the churches would recognize that's true, provide homeschool support for the many schools, many families that are homeschooling. Now, even in this area here, we see three or four families homeschooling in a small church of maybe 60 to 70 members. We see other families homeschooling around the area. There's homeschool networks where they come together and do things as a group that's difficult to do in just one family homeschool. And there are some good Christian schools that have developed. That tends to be a more church-oriented thing. It's more expensive to educate your children in a private school than it is in a homeschool, and you don't have the control in them. I convinced my son to homeschool his children, and now they've homeschooled their three boys all the way through high school, and they would never look at another alternative having done that. It's really interesting that in their area, which doesn't happen to be right here, the local newspaper editor was very much opposed to the idea of homeschooling. But as he watched the boys grow up in their homeschool environment, watch their involvement in the community, watch their maturity, watch their work ethic, he has now changed around to where he's the number one supporter of the boys homeschooled in that community. So, see, it can be done, but it's going to take a conscientious effort on the part of parents, being real parents to their children and not just the children's best friend, and supervising what the children do the way they should, providing the education that's necessary through the homeschool process, and when possible, within the Christian school movement as well.
I agree with you totally, and certainly it is not the parent to be the friend of the child. It's the parent to be a parent and basically to be the director of that child. And certainly they want to tell you, oh, you just play with your child. No, ladies and gentlemen, the child looks to the parent for direction, and basically they don't need a playmate. They need a role model. Would you agree with that concept, Lloyd?
Absolutely. That's what I'm trying to say. The parents need to be good role models when recently I judged a queen contest, a rodeo queen contest, and one of the questions to the girls in the contest was, who is your role model? It was interesting that two of the girls named their parents, but others named somebody else. And every student, you know, teenage girl and boy, should see their mother and their father as the number one role models in their lives, providing them with the information and the background and support they need in order to become properly educated and to grow into functioning, mature adults.
I think you're absolutely right. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And you'll see an organized effort today on television to convince parents that they want to play with their children. Oh, we want to just be play hide and seek with your children. And no, ladies and gentlemen, you're to be the role model. You're to direct them. But you're not to be a friend. You're to be the person who shapes their lives. But you see, there already are people who don't want the children to have a role model. They certainly want to destroy parenting. They want to destroy this whole concept of God and family and country, and they're doing a pretty good job of it. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the public to know. Well, Lloyd, once again, why don't you get your telephone number out and your email and tell people how they can get to your website and get your information again. And if you're out there in the listening audience, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And we need to get back to teaching creation in our schools. We need to teach our children at home, get them out of the public schools where they're going to dumb them down and destroy their belief in God and in family and country. And so many of our young people come out of school today, dedicated globalists, and then no longer are they American citizens. They're the disciples of this whole idea of being a world government and helping everybody. Go right ahead, Lloyd. How could people get in touch with you again?
All right, my telephone number is 605-374-3291. That's 605-374-3291. And the best time to reach me would be early in the morning or late in the evening. And they can also reach me by email at barldranch@scplains.com. That's all in lowercase letters, barldranch@scplains.com. barldranch@scplains.com. That's my email address, so I can be reached either by phone or by email.
All right, fine. Well, basically, Chris, are you getting much of a response to your plea with people to get the children into certainly homeschooling? Do you think it's simply, is this really, so you mentioned that in your area, why it's growing, but what about other areas of the country? Are parents just certainly willing to accept the responsibility of homeschooling? It takes a lot of time and a lot of effort on the part of parents to do that.
Well, as parents are beginning to recognize the very real problems in the public school system, as they're recognizing the influence of TV over their students, as they're recognizing the various problems that they're facing, more and more parents are willing to take on the task of homeschooling. And the homeschool movement in this country continues to grow. The American Homeschool Legal Defense fund is one area that is out there all the time defending homeschool efforts. Homeschools are working in state legislatures to provide better laws for homeschooled students. We started this in South Dakota back in the 70s, and as a result of the work that was done by myself and others through the late 70s and early 80s, South Dakota has a very, very good environment for homeschool families and homeschool students. Other states, such as North Dakota and others, aren't so favorable, but all over the country, people are working to provide a more favorable environment for homeschool education, and more parents are taking a hold of the idea and homeschooling their students, and the students are excelling, normally proving to be 2, 3, sometimes as much as 4 or 5 grade levels above the students in the public school. The education they're getting is far superior to that in the public school in most cases. Now, I'm sure that as always, you can find somebody that failed at homeschooling, just as somebody fails in the public school system as well. But by and large, the homeschool movement is a very favorable experience, and it's one that is growing in this country.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that. And ladies and gentlemen, you must understand that the purpose of primary education, of public education, is to destroy belief in God and family and country. They infiltrated our home, our educational system 75 years ago. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. But if you want your child to believe in God, you've got to get them out of government schools. The two are incompatible. There's an organized effort in public schools today to teach evolution. And if evolution is true, then creation is a lie. If evolution is true, then your parents who are insisting that there is a God are not telling the truth. Do you have a parting thought for our listeners before we let you go, Lloyd?
Well, I guess I would say that it's very essential that the American people begin to understand the very real dangers of evolution and secular humanism that's taking place in this country. Now, it's not just in the public school system, but it's in all forms of the public square. The atheists, the evolutionists, the secular humanists, by and large, want to destroy Christianity in this country. They want to establish a total secular state. And, of course, their religion is the religion of secular humanism.
I'm going to have to let you go. God bless you, Lloyd. Thank you for everything you're doing, and keep up the great work.
And thank you, Dr. Monty.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies at live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927.
800-544-8927.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there and you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Now, basically, if you haven't read my book, you need to get it. Why? Because it explains what this is all about. There's a small little group of people who control America, who take us from war to war to war, who finance the communist movement back in 1917, who finance the Nazi movement and Adolf Hitler, and of course, got us into the Vietnam War, no-win war after no-win war, and basically, of course, they're going to be taking us into another war in the not-too-distant future, and this one is going to be a terrible, terrible war, but you need to understand who these people are, and this is why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. But right now, of course, they're planning on taking us into a war with the Muslim world. How soon it'll be, I really don't know. But the whole of the world over there, the Middle East, the Near East, is on the verge of crisis. Certainly, we know that in Israel today, everybody's getting a gas mask. They're passing out certainly instructions on how to build a safe room so that you won't be victim to chemical or biological warfare. Every preparation is being made. They've called up within the last 2 weeks large numbers of troops, not general mobilization, but they're getting ready for a major conflict in that area. And you're not hearing much about that. Of course, there are massive demonstrations in Turkey. You're not hearing about that. There are massive demonstrations in Jordan. You're not hearing about that. Certainly, the whole area of the Middle East is a seething cauldron on the verge of explosion. And the average American, what's he concerned about? Oh, he's concerned about the Zimmerman case. He's concerned because they put a picture of one of the Boston bombers on the front page of one of our major magazines. People's attention is focused on what it's supposed to be focused on and never understanding the true spiritual nature of what's going on today. Well, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to certainly get my talks on Agenda 21, the covert plan, and on population control, the covert agenda, because there is a population control agenda, and they've already killed or prevented the births of several billion people. That's billion with a capital B. And if you doubt that, you need to get the material which we have readily available through my ministry. Go to our website, radioliberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, pull down our newsletters, and certainly listen to our radio programs there, and you can listen to them 24 hours a day, either live or archived. And then we ask you, of course, to watch our DVDs. Many of them are available there, free of charge, and then encourage others to listen and understand the spiritual nature of this battle that we're involved with today. We do hope that many of you, of course, will consider joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. We do need your financial help to maintain our network of over 50 stations across America. And if you're in a position to help, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help, we ask you to pray for my ministry, for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because God's kept us going here for well over 20 years now, and we are reaching people all across America, all across the world. I just got an email today from somebody in Israel who listens on a regular basis, another one from somebody in Great Britain who listens on a regular basis, someone in Canada who listens on a regular basis. And when you're part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or you're part of the team that's keeping this ministry going so that more and more people are beginning to understand the true spiritual nature of the battle in which we're engaged today. Again, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You can get my other book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. And of course, AIDS was a created disease. And every effort has been made to block the implementation of the standard public health techniques. And probably 30 or 40 million people have already died unnecessarily, and millions more will die. And it's because we're not doing what's pretty medically logical to stop the spread of a sexually transmitted disease. So we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, wanting to know what's going on, even though we don't really want to know sometimes. Isn't that the truth? We're going to be joined in the second hour by Dr. Dan Junker, one of our favorites at the Power Hour. This man is going to share with us insight